Consumer watchdogs say New Yorkers pay some of the highest utility rates in the nation, and a new report finds they are also paying tens of millions of dollars in legal costs to raise those rates. Bronx Assemblyman Jeff Dinowitz is calling on Governor Cuomo and fellow lawmakers to create a consumer utility advocates office. Right now, he says, utility customers have very little clout when it comes to rate increases. Even worse, he says, New York consumers are footing the bill whenever utility companies go to bat to raise their rates.
They have lawyers, they have all kinds of expenses. That expense goes into the rate increase. So consumers are actually paying right now to help raise the rates that consumers pay. It's unbelievable.
Dinowitz says Governor Cuomo could provide major help to New Yorkers this week by including funding for a consumer utility advocate office when he releases his executive budget tomorrow. Bill Ferris with AARP New York says his group's report shows local consumers are paying around $10 million per year to help their utility companies raise rates.
Over the last 4 years, it's been about $42 million. It's a problem that we have here in New York that consumers do not have a voice at the New York State Public Service Commission when utilities go in to raise rates. It's really an uneven playing field.
Assemblyman Dinowitz has offered a measure that would create an appointed advocate as a voice for utility customers in deciding rate cases. He says 40 other states already fund similar positions.
New York is the largest state that does not have an office such as this. In California, for example, for every dollar spent, consumers saved $153. Now, where can you get a return on your investment like that? Nowhere.
A commission appointed by Governor Cuomo in the wake of Hurricane Sandy also concluded that the governor should help level the playing field in rate cases. The AARP report is entitled David versus Goliath, Why Consumers Are Losing New York's Utility Game. Assemblyman Dinowitz's bill is AB 6239. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.